want to say thank you for joining in on this little block party that we have each and every week. If this is your 17th, 20th, 18th, or whatever time, what up, dogs? Good to see you again, and I can't wait to go ahead and get into what we got to talk about today. So, if you guys are familiar with the block, we always start off with a weekend update of what I've been doing, and I've actually been doing a lot this week. So, Friday, I had my match up in Orlando, down there, I believe, in Wrestling's T-Visions Dojos. They're I believe 201. I believe 201 actually was their last show in their old dojo. So with that being said, or so, it was a nice little send off that we gave them. We do start off with a weekend update, but I'll get into the weekend update after I give a shout out to my patrons and everybody here on IG Live. So of course, we go live every Monday at 2 p.m. on Instagram, and you guys could join the conversation whenever you want by following me at Bobo FNN. That's B-O-B-B-O FNN. I want to give a shout out to everybody who's on Instagram Live right now and joining me in this recording of the episode, and especially this full show right now is currently solely sponsored by my Patreon. If my Patreon is where you can do the most help, the most benefit for Bobo's Block, you guys can go there to patreon.com/Bobo. That's patreon.com/BOBBO, and donate to me on a monthly basis. You can start off with as little as $1 all the way up to $35. Anything really helps. This all goes right back into the show. Better quality equipment, better quality programming or so, and you guys will get more content out of me. I have been started back up on producing all of my other shows, and as well as putting together 2 to 3 brand new shows for you guys, so you guys want to be on the lookout for that, and I'll definitely keep you posted on everything that's coming up on this new venture that we're doing. Okay, so right now, so back into the weekend update. Well, I asked if this weekend update should have music. I'll test it out. I don't know. I'll figure out what I want to do. But yeah, get the weekend update. Yeah, as I was saying, we had our last show at the old dojo down there, and I Believe in Wrestling and Team Visions Dojo. It was supposed to be a tag team between myself and my tag team partner, the Dashing Cam, the form of Kiss It, our tag team, and Deion James and Gorilla Blanco. But of course, Gorilla Blanco got scared. Gorilla Blanco must have a yellow streak down his back, because he's out here ducking the Game Changer and the King of Queens. So he wasn't able to make it out there. So we had ourselves a good old triple threat for the heavyweight title. It's my second time going up for the heavyweight title. I'm going to get that title soon. Like, I feel it in my bones. It's going to be the one who dethrones Deion from his high horse. But it was a triple threat elimination match. I didn't come out on top as I wanted to, but we had an amazing time. I had an amazing fight, and that's all I really want to get out of some of these things. Sometimes is a good fight. I enjoyed myself down there in Orlando, and I can't wait to get into the new dojo and kind of assert my dominance, as you would say. Right now as well, the next night I went to the Hall of Fame ceremony for my home promotion, Champ 7 Pro Wrestling. As I told you guys, we were going to be celebrating some pioneers and people who paved their ways and paid their dues throughout this wrestling industry and sport, and we did just that. Beautiful ceremony. I'll be putting up pictures a little bit later this afternoon after I get done recording this episode. You guys can check those out. My mentor Larry Thunderbolt Hamilton was the presiding MC over it, as well as Pastor Atlas Rankin, who was the announcer as well as co-MC of the ceremony. We put a lot of great people into the Hall of Fame this year, such as like Big John Lucas, Charlie Cook. We put in the Soul Train Connection. We put in some great Hall of Famers, and I can't wait to be amongst those names when I'm get done at the end of my wrestling career, man. Being able to give back to the people who put their bodies on the lines and kind of put their lives on display for everybody. It's always something that's a great feeling, and I'm glad to have been a part of that. I was able to connect with a lot of these legends and get some knowledge of my own and sit under their learning trees first from time to time and hear some stories about the good old days. So I really appreciate and value that time that I had to spend. As well, so we had all of my wrestling stuff out of the way. I actually went into some podcasting stuff. So you guys can check me out on the latest episode of the Crown Talk podcast with Crown Riri. That is my homie. She is one of my faves. I got to sit down and talk with her. We were talking about supporting small businesses and supporting your friends and supporting people who you care about. So that's one of the biggest things that I love to do is support and give people platforms to be seen or so. And that's what we discussed. And she also dove into a little bit of my poetry, dove into a little bit of my wrestling. You get like a full in-depth discussion about me as Babo. So yeah, man, it's really great to have those times to where I can be interviewed instead of being the interviewer. It's really different, because you're still on the same side of the microphone, but you're just on the other end of the table. And with opening up a little bit more, it'll help you guys know a little bit more about me that I don't usually get to share on Babo's Block, just depending on what you're trying to learn or so. But yeah, everything is really been going well. Like I said, we relaunched a lot of the shows. We did a recording of Will There Be Sushi, that was taken over by Picking the Brain. Will There Be Sushi is our group crew podcast from the Collective Jacks. We eat a lot of sushi and we have a lot of great conversation. So usually when we go in a group chat, we all ask if we're going to be getting together, and then somebody usually asks, will there be sushi? So that's why we started recording all of our dinners and stuff, man. You guys get to hear the conversation soon. I'll be able to put those episodes up and you guys will be able to jump right in with us with these discussion topics. But yes, as I told you, Picking the Brain is back, and they will be doing a little bit more consistent content, hopefully probably get back into a monthly schedule. But if we do more than like monthly or like bi-weekly or something like that, I'll definitely let you guys know and keep you guys abreast upon the actual posting of those episodes. So as well as doing Picking the Brain, like I said, I've been getting ready to launch the You Filthy Casuals podcast. You guys are really in for a treat with that. I really enjoy talking with these boys, and it's something that chemistry is like off the charts. So I can't wait for you guys to give that a listen, okay? So I'm trying to think. I think that's it for the weekend update. So let's get into what I have coming up. So currently, I am going to be back at Champ 7 Pro Wrestling for their Night of Champions. I will be out there just trying to see if I can pick a fight with anybody right now. Maybe I get in the ring, or maybe I just hang back and just see what happens or so. But definitely catch me out there. I'll be either in the crowd or I'll be in the ring. No matter where you see me at Champ 7, I will be definitely there supporting my home promotion. So you guys definitely come down to Moncrief Dismore to the Champ 7 Pro Wrestling Broadcast Studios, and you guys will be able to catch all of our wrestlers in action, from the psychotic Syrian Samir to Jimmy Jam, our light heavyweight champion, to our current WWW heavyweight champion, the Champ 7 Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion, AJ Hawkins. And you also can catch our tag team champ, Lazarus, the big old unkillable Lazarus, and his tag team partner, Soul Man Alex G, and he's also the Pan American champion as well. We have a TV championship title of the magnificent Johnny Walker on the line against Deion James. So yeah, we got a lot going on. And we're also going to be crowning our first women's championship. So you guys definitely want to see that history making match. So, you know, down here February 29th, down at Champ 7 Pro Wrestling Studios. Hit me up if you guys want tickets, or if you guys want to go down and at least check out what we have coming up as well afterwards. So yeah, I'm excited. You guys can definitely get excited with me. Next up, I will be heading out, I'm heading out there regardless. I'm going to Infinity Con in Lake City. Infinity Con is going to be down there for March 7th and 8th. It's a two-day con down in Lake City. It's comic books, zines, collectibles, all that good stuff. Infinity Con is a great yearly con that I've been gracious to hook up with. Hopefully, I'll be able to cover it for the Block as press. And if I'm able to cover it for the Block, I'll be getting you guys some audio footage and hopefully some video footage. And I'll probably post it up as well. And you guys will be able to join me down there. Weekend passes are about $80. VIP is $60 right now. So get up on these sales, and you guys will definitely be able to take in some great comic books and take in some good vendors and collectibles, and some amazing artists are down there at Infinity Con as well. So yeah. And also later on that month, on March 28th, I will be at the Duval Comics and Zines Festival. I will be debuting the new zine that I'm going to be releasing called Voices in Bold, is where we're going to be highlighting and featuring podcasts from around the Northeast Florida area. We have a huge podcast community, and they deserve to get the time and recognition that they all deserve. So yes, so I wanted to start up a publication to do just that. So Voices in Bold will be that as a magazine, and as well as a live podcast movement. So you guys will be looking out for those shows coming this summer, and you guys will be looking out for the magazine. I'll be able to tell you how you can get it, but if you want to know how to get it first exclusively, of course, that's always going to be on my Patreon. All of my Patreon subscribers will get a copy of the first edition of the Voices in Bold magazine, and you guys will be able to give me your info. I'll ship it out to you, and we'll definitely work from there, okay? So I know right now you guys may be thinking it's a lot. I'm throwing at you a lot of dates. I'll put them all in the description below. I'm trying to keep up with my dates as well. I hopefully will be booking some more wrestling matches. Right now, I believe in wrestling is not going to be doing any March shows since they are moving into the new JoJo. They're going to get kind of like day-to-day life up and going at first, and then from there, they'll be able to get back into letting us kick each other's butts around the ring. So March, if you guys have any wrestling promotions that you want to see me wrestle at, hit me up. I'll definitely be available for them, and I definitely want to get to other states and other cities to where I will be working either as a bad guy or a good guy. I love wrestling no matter what. Okay, guys. So yeah. So if you have any suggestions, don't be afraid to in my inbox and say, hey, I want to see you here, and I'll definitely get with those people. Man. So yeah, again, shout out to everybody on Instagram. Shout out to BT Browns, the homie coming to join us on here. Shout out to James. I hope you had a dope time in New Orleans, man. Yeah, I really am stoked about today. So we have a lot to talk about, and to do that, we're going to have to go around the net. And with going around the net, I had a whole bonus episode for you guys. Like, legit, I recorded an entire bonus episode, and I did it on Instagram Live just to kind of give people a sample. And it was talking about my first impressions of the Batman movie and the actual Batman suit that we got to see. But then they gave us a hell of a lot more, and they gave us a lot more information on what's going on. So all of that stuff is either, I wouldn't say outdated, it's the tip of the iceberg. So what I did is I only released it on my Patreon. I didn't put it on the main audio feed. So if you guys want to hear my first impressions about it, go ahead and head over to my Patreon. That's at patreon.com/Bobbo. That's patreon.com/BOBBO. And definitely get into that episode or that bonus content. And I'll go ahead and just talk about it here, because we got our better looks at the bat suit, because they started doing, as we expected, stunts and practical shooting in the Batman suit. We didn't get Robert Pattinson in the Batman suit, but we got the stunt doubles and things like that, because they had, looks like a bat cycle race, and that really hyped me up. We get a bat cycle, and it's just as I thought. Like, it looks really like low tech. The suit looks very like Batman Arkham-ish, or Batman Arkham Origins-ish, mixed with a little bit of Adam West and the cowl and the cape. The ears are very short, and like I said, the mask is made of leather, and you can tell, like, it's like kind of a hodgepodge of, like, hey, I just need to make sure I don't get shot. So that's what he kind of put together as a suit. Hopefully the suit will evolve as it did within the other Batman trilogies, such as, like, the original through the original Batman trilogies done by, why is his name escaping me? It's the director, Jesus, you know what I'm talking about, with the one with Michael Keaton, the first two, the Batman and Batman Returns, and also the third one, where it evolved in with Batman and Robin, and then you also get to look into the Christopher Nolan, trilogy, how that suit kind of evolved from just like a jumpsuit to like what it became at the end or so. And I hope to see if it goes to either like the gray and blue Batman suit, or if he just keeps it the gray and black. But what we're looking at right now is going to be an amalgam of many Batman stories. So it looks like the first few years of Batman's life. So we're looking from like pulling from different eras of beginning Batman, from like year zero, year one, year three. Like, and they also actually put out what looked to have been a casting call for a circus or circus performers, and we may see our first glimpse into the Boy Wonder or Robin as a young boy as well in here. We want to go ahead and remember that we're still tackling this as a detective story, so there are going to be different little pieces, and with it still getting that main hinge from The Longest Halloween, that people did state that like it would be in-depth, like overarching detective story. So that's why I think we're doing like years 1 through 3 on here as well, because Matt Reeves himself on Batman's birthday posted a panel from I want to say it was like year 2. Yeah, Batman year, like it was like Batman year 2 or Batman year 1 or so. But year 1 as well had a lot of motorcycle chase scenes, and it had Batman that was capeless, just as we saw in the stunt shooting that we were doing in the cemetery as well. We were getting a good gritty look at what they're going to like pull together to make something that's magnificent. I went over the full cast that we know so far, and as you guys may have known, like it's just something that's so dope to see a very diverse and very in-depth cast when it comes to acting, such as we have like Jeffrey Wright, we have John Turturro, we have Paul Dano, we have Colin Farrell, we have Zoe Kravitz, we have Robert Pattinson, we have so many people who have put in like who've been put in this position to like be like superheroes or be super villains, but they have such deep acting like prowess or so, and I'm really excited to see how this all turns out. And again, like I told you, you guys definitely need to check out that little sample of the Batman theme that was done on here. It was amazing. Like I really enjoyed that actual theme, man. And Matt Reeves is really doing something. He's doing the Lord's work, as we would say. Matt Reeves is out here doing the Lord's work, man. And I can't wait till 2021 till we get our first look at this new Batman. So, moving on to the Block It, we will be going into discussion about what's happening as well. Microsoft, they put up an update for Windows 10, and within this update, they actually updated a lot of their little icons, and it's really nice. It's a nice little colorful little update that we got, and you don't really hear much about Microsoft or Windows 10 or anything like PC related anymore, so it's nice to see that they're still at least out here doing something. So yeah, if you want to check it out, go to The Verge, and they have a whole article on it or so. I'll drop the link in the description as well for you guys, so you can check it out for it. So yeah, so next, moving on into the Block It, we will be talking about the 2020 Toy Fair, New York Toy Fair is this year. We had a lot of great things come out of the New York Toy Fair. We have a new line of Batman the Animated Series statues and figurines that looked amazing. You guys need to go check those out on DC's Twitter page, as well as we got a new line of Funko Pops. We also got our first looks at the Inuyasha Funko Pops, with people who have been really asking for, honestly. And I didn't think that that was something that would be in demand in 2020, Inuyasha Funko Pop. We got a look at a lot of the other pre-orders, such as like the Baby Yoda pre-order Funko Pops and the other Funkos that have been teased for like other exclusives and stuff. We did get some great 2020 New York Toy Fair exclusive Funkos. So yeah, if you want to check those out and see if you, how you can order those, go ahead and check out the Funko Twitter page and check out their Instagram, and they'll definitely be up. As well, when you come to think of toys, you, well, as a guy like I am, you think of wrestling action figures. And we were not disappointed at all. We got a new series of pro wrestling action figures from a few companies, and they had heavy focus on the guys of AEW. So All Elite Wrestling got their first major line of toys. I think it was from Saba or Saza. I'll double check on that. But yeah, they got their first major line of toys, and it looked amazing, man. I'm totally stoked to see that they are getting some great coverage or so. And we got the new line of WWE toys on here. Hasbro released more Star Wars Black Series and Vintage Collection as their lineups. Sign up for pre-orders. You got more Pokemon toys as well. And Pokemon started up a new Funko line. More related to the Batman animated series, you got things such as like your Mr. Freeze ray gun and his goggles. We got a new Ghostbuster plasma series, including the Neutrona wand and replica as well. So yeah, this is going to be the one from the new upcoming Ghostbusters Afterlife. This is not like from Ghostbusters 1 and Ghostbusters 2. This is the new continuation of the story with the kids. Of the Ghostbusters have kids, and then they take it over. So yeah, so we got a lot of great updates from the Toy Fair. You guys don't sleep on it. It's something that we have an obsession over as kids, and we just kind of forget about it. Like there's still people who still collect action figures, statues, figurines, and it's so dope. And like those people put a lot into their collections, dog. So yeah, so I definitely will be one of those people who you have to kind of help watch my budget. All right, so moving right along into the Block It. So this is something that kind of popped up out of nowhere, or nowhere for me, and I got super excited about it because I didn't think this is something I wanted until they did it. Well, they did it before, back in the live action, but this is the new era, new kids or so. They're doing a Power Rangers Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles team-up. So again, like I said, they did it back in the day. They did it with Power Rangers in Space, but this is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic book, where they're going to be teaming up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And this kind of goes hard, because what happens is somehow their powers or their abilities get swapped. So exactly what you think it is. Like, they get swapped. Like, the Turtles become Power Rangers. And it's so lit. Raphael is red. Donatello is the Black Ranger. Leonardo is the Blue Ranger. And Michelangelo is the Yellow Ranger. So, Tyrannosaurus, Triceratops, Sabretooth, and Mastodon. There are still the Rangers that we know. Billy, Trini, Kimberly, Zach, and Billy. But they're depowered. But they actually... They're in ninja garb. Like, they're in like full on ninja gear, and it's lit. Like, I really want somebody to cosplay this gear with or so. And the craziest thing that happens, apparently Shredder gets the Green Ranger powers. So wow, like yeah, it's really gonna be something to like sink my teeth into once this series starts up. So I'm excited to see where they go from there. So yeah, if you guys haven't been reading the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books or the Power Ranger comic books, I implore you to get in on those. Those are really amazing stories, and you guys are really, really would love them, and you won't be disappointed. They take the lore of both of these childhood classics and take them to new heights, dog. Like, it really does. So now to see them team up and do a crossover is really dope. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just got done doing a crossover with Batman, and that was something that was really exciting to see. They did a lot of detective work, and they went back to their old school, like, martial arts type, ground and pound type shit, and it was really dope. But, oh, also, brace yourself. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic book is a lot darker than the cartoon we used to watch. It's a lot more, like, brutal, dog. They take them back to their roots, so you guys got to kind of brace yourself for that. All right, so moving right along into the block for the next set of things we're going to be talking about. I shouldn't have done that one. Yeah, I should have just went to the thing. Yeah, all right, so yeah, this was a little bit of a sad note. I don't think it's still down now, but YouTube actually terminated the very much loved YouTube channel or live stream of lo-fi hip-hop chill beats to study to, that really long-ass title. Everybody knows what the channel is. It's just literally just... it's a live stream where they play lo-fi hip-hop, and you just kind of, like, have it in the background, and it's a continuous thing. Something had copyright fucking, I think it has a copyright claim on it, and YouTube terminated the entire channel. I don't know if it may have just been a new guy, or it may have been just, like, somebody who didn't know or whatever. It's really, really weird. So, Chilled Cow is the one that produces this YouTube video, our YouTube live stream. And for some reason, he just, like, came to an end. And honestly, it gave him a bit of a record, because he has now the longest YouTube video ever recorded in history. It's over 15,000 hours. It's actually, I think it's at 13,165 hours, 23 minutes and 44 seconds. So yeah, that was that's when it came to an end. That's when it stopped. And it amassed over 218 million views. And that's, like, crazy. So after a day, after you receive the actual notification from YouTube that his channel has been terminated or violated the terms of service, so they took it down. And it was crazy. Like, he went to Twitter and was like, "Yo, like what the fuck is going on, guys? What is happening?" So they unbanned it. Because we went on a complete outrage about it, and it trended for a good bit. So he is back up and running right now, and I don't know if it's going to continue from where it picked off, or if they started it over or whatever. But yeah, man, this is something that we really, like, it's a cultural thing on YouTube. Like, everybody knows, like, this is, like, if you need something to clean up to, study, but put on lo-fi hip-hop. And it's nothing that was hurting anybody. Like, nobody really ever complained about it, I don't think. Somebody just wanted to be a douche and reported it or something. But, yeah. But I'm glad it is back. And that would, because, like, literally, it hurt my heart when I heard it got terminated. And I was like, damn, dog. It's something that you don't really, like, try to, you don't think that would happen, because the same thing happened with Team 4. Like, Team 4 Star, they've stopped doing videos, or they stopped after the sale saga, because the actual copyright things were just getting harder and harder, and honestly, it takes longer and longer to produce those videos, and it just hasn't been the same since, like, we've gone deeper and deeper into this kind of, like, privacy issue, and yeah, it's just so weird. So everything's so protected. So hopefully we were able to enjoy things like that on the internet. And I know I am appreciative of the people who do these continuous things and these continuous content, especially with Chill Cal. He was really dope for literally doing this for 13,000 hours, dog. 13,000 hours? That's a lot of your life. It's a lot of your life with this right there. So yeah, I think that should be it for the block it. I think that's it. I'll talk about it. I'll probably do a bonus episode and talk about a lot of the TV shows that went down this week, because I haven't talked TV in a minute. Got to talk some Doctor Who. Got to talk some Picard. Got to talk a little bit of Flash. And just kind of get back into everything as well. Get you guys back into the swing of things. So, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break on here. And then I'll come back. And we'll be talking about our main nerdgasm for today. Black to the Future. All right. So, kick it with you when you return. Alright, I want to thank you guys for joining me back here on Bobo's Block. And again, as I told you, this show is solely sponsored by my Patreon campaign. You guys can check out that Patreon campaign at patreon.com/Bobo. And as well, you can check me out at Bobo FNN, just if you ever want to check out all that I do and all that I offer, from freelance services to producing to being a podcaster and poet, whatever. But yeah, you guys will be able to check out my other shows and things like that I have available for you at BoboFNN.com. So, moving into the topic today, man, we are going to be on the Future tip. Not like that, not the rapper Future, but like talking about what blackness will mean in the future. I always have this thing that I say about our current generations, that our parents were a generation of workers, and they created us, who were a generation of dreamers and performers and creators. And we have created, or we're slated to create, if you haven't already, the next generation of politicians. I look at the new generation, and they're so plugged in, and they're so, how can I say, they're so impassioned about the world and how to make it better and how to make it a great place, and that really fuels me to kind of make sure that we have a world around for them. The future of blackness is in their hand. The future of blackness in media is in their hand. They're very, very open, and they're very, I wouldn't say tolerant, but they're very inclusive when it comes to things that happen with them or so. And I applaud and I appreciate everything that people have put into these children and giving them the space that they need to be who they want to be. You look at parents such as like Dwayne Wade and Grab Your Own Union. Look at parents like, they're protectors, and they're the people who give them the agency to like just be themselves. And I really want that for every child. Like you look back, and we were very, I wouldn't say stifled, but we were very constricted upon what we were able to at least dream up. And there's always some societal pressure to kind of fit into this kind of mold or this portion that people want to kind of keep you in. But these children nowadays, the future of our culture, they really have everything open to them. And I'm not a father, but I do help mold and construct a lot of these kids nowadays. And like when you instruct them, like you see a lot that they go through, or a lot that they have on their mind, and they feel the same pressure as we do. They feel it a lot earlier or so. But they know that they have this importance on their back, and it's like we kind of have to give them, like say, the ability to be children first, but also let them know, like, yeah, there is a legacy that is being passed upon to you. And I for one know that, like, I want to make sure that the legacy is one of like I said, of pedigree. Like, it's something that we feel prideful to pass on, or something they don't have to feel like, okay, we have to make a full overhaul on this. What's going on, Dash and Cam? My tag team partner just came into the IG chat, but yeah. Well, we talked about him earlier already, but yeah. But back on the subject. We basically have the ability to let them know now that their future is whatever they want it to be, by giving them the ability to see themselves in the in the mediums and media that they consume, and actually being able to see what all potential they have. Because there's this genre called Afrofuturism that everyone seems to kind of brush over, but it's a really beautiful genre of writing and a beautiful like subculture of Afrofuturism that we should explore as a culture ourselves, like as a current society. Like what would it be like if it was just we were able to get a planet of just all black people to hug, or what would it be like if it was just us or so? Like, someone put up a valiant question. When we go back in time and do time travel, everyone always wants to kill Hitler. Why doesn't nobody want to end the transatlantic slave trade? We've only touched on that subject, I know, once, and that was in Mortal Kombat during Jax's story. Jax said it took him a few tries, but he went back in time enough to get it right to where he ended slavery. And that's an Afrofuturistic story that I literally would love to read or so. But I was talking with a lot of people or so this weekend, and we were talking a lot about legacy as well. And legacy is not only what you leave behind for people, it's what also what is left behind for you. And it's like how the powers for all for one work. If you guys watch My Hero Academia, you know, or if you read the manga, you know that All for One is a compounded quirk. You take the quirk from whoever had it before you, and you add on to your quirk, or you add on your power to it, and it stacks and stacks and stacks. And now with the current user Deku, he has the ability to tap into every single user's power previously from him, so he can take things such as, spoilers, Black Whip from one user, or he can use Nana Shimura's float, or he can use his All Might smashes, and he can take all of these quirks and combine them and make wombo combos and shit, man. Like, it's crazy. Again, like I said, spoilers if you're not that deep into it or deep into the manga, do apologize, but it's just on the, I needed it for the analogy, dog. I really did. But yeah, it's the same thing that we give with the kids now. We take the resiliency from our ancestors and our elders, and you stack on the work ethic from our parents, and then you stack on the creative ability from our generation, and then the next generation adds on their passion and their activism and things like that, and it keeps stacking and building up that All for Black. that's really it. It's like All for Black, dog. And it's something beautiful to see. Like, you just have to know or how to tap into those quirks and to those abilities, to those powers, and you guys will be able to make this world, or make any world that you colonize or land on, fit for your family, fit for your culture, fit for everybody that is with you. And I know a lot of those people, a lot of people may be like, well, why do you have to make it about race? Because honestly, if we don't, we will be erased. We've seen it plenty of times. Like, if we don't say that, hey, black people are in the future, black people are going to space, black people are doing this, they won't put us there. The narrative won't include us, because they're only thinking with the one mind perspective of, hey, it's just me and my folks out here in these streets. And if we're not looking out for us, who else will look out for us? I know they're not going to be looking out for us. That's how it's always been. That's how we've always started with this. If we're not looking out for ourselves, nobody else is. We saw what we've done in our community when it comes to, like, say, like 29 days of black cosplay. Again, that was started because nobody wanted to feature black cosplayers. And now we've made it a full movement to where we feature ourselves. We don't care. We don't need anybody to put us in your magazine, even though like, even though they're doing it now more and they realize that our voice is pivotal within in the cosplay community, we don't need them because we have each other. We have ourselves to spread the word, spread the love, spread the appreciation, give ourselves that boost and that encouragement that we need to. Same thing happens with independent artists and independent creators. We boost ourselves. We boost each other. Black podcasters. We have Podin as well, like the different little networks and things like that. Down in Atlanta, they do a monthly live podcast meetup, and it's just so dope. And like, it's all black podcasters, and it's the influence and the bubble of blackness that we surround ourselves with, because we need to appreciate our people more. We need to appreciate our culture more, and that's something that I really want to strive or try to push home, because like, I love everybody, I truly do, but I really love black people, because it's somewhere, some place to where someone's not getting that love. And if they can feel that love from me all the way from over here or wherever they are, or if you turn on this podcast and you feel my love and my passion for you and for my culture and for my people, that's all that's needed. Like, I talk a lot about this, a lot about, like I said, nerd and geek culture. So, but that's it. It's an aspect of black culture and my perspective of black culture within nerd and geek culture that really shapes who I am. I got a shirt made that said I'm black every month, but this month I'm blackity black. And this is so true, because I won't be able to, I celebrate black history and I celebrate black accomplishments, black excellence every month of the year. But like, this year I want to truly drive home. I don't have children. I don't have anybody pass on this knowledge. I have you guys. I have the blockheads. I have the people who listen to this show that I basically go through and tell you guys about how much I love us. And I want to always know that you have support in me. If nobody else is going to support you, I'll support you. If nobody else is going to share your stuff, I'll share it. Nobody else is going to sign up for your Patreon, I'll sign up. Like, it's because you guys have literally our future in your hands. And I want to make sure you have every ample opportunity to succeed. I'm going to end it right there. I'm going to go into shameless plugs and also a couple other things that I want to talk about with you guys. Like I said, I'm doing these series of creators in color. It's with different authors, different comic book creators, different writers, different things like that. You guys will be able to hear that soon. The first episode will be out hopefully by the end of this week. I'll let you guys know where to find it at. And as well, we have another episode coming up. I'll be definitely confirming with her, but I wanted to get this out there on my show as well before it launches. We have a friend of the pod, friend of the podcast, Steph I Will. You guys know my Twitter sister from Another Mister from the Stay Woke Ken episode that you guys can check out all the way down at the beginning of the actual RSS feed. But she is launching her new Kickstarter, and it's Living Heroes. Living Heroes is a parody comic of Living Single, where it has the Marvel girls all portraying the roles of Khadijah, Regine, Sinclair, and Maxine Shaw. We have, of course, Monica Rambeau as Khadijah. We have Sinclair being played by Misty Knight. And Aurora Monroe, or Storm, is being Regine. And we have She-Hulk, or Jen, going in as Maxine Shaw. We also have Sam Wilson as Overton. It is such a wonderful, wonderful project to get behind. It's over 100 followers are already backing this, and it hasn't even launched yet. Over 100 people are already backing this. So you know it can't be wrong. You know we can't be backing the wrong horse on this one. So get with the cool kids. Go ahead and head over to Kickstarter. Find Living Heroes down there. Put your support in. Let them know when you launch, and you'll be able to get exclusive access to a lot of amazing content, such as like behind the scenes and things like that. Steph I will be on here. Hopefully I'll be getting her on Creators of Color soon, and we'll talk about how all the things that encompass this Kickstarter. There are so many dope artists that work with her, so many dope writers that she has put on, so many amazing things she has done on her own. You guys, please go ahead and support my sister. I love her. She is one of my faves. So go ahead and check out that Kickstarter today. I'll put the link in the description below, just so if you get lost, you know exactly where it is. So we definitely will be working a lot hand in hand with her. So you guys may be hearing that a lot more often about Living Heroes once their Kickstarter launches. And for sure as well, you guys can check out my Patreon, as I've been telling you throughout this whole episode, at patreon.com/Babbo. That's again, it's patreon.com/Babbo. If you also want to just donate to the block, you can also hit me up and let me know. Like I said, if you can't do a monthly thing, if you want to just do a one-time donation, go ahead and let me know, and I'll definitely be able to give you either my PayPal or Cash App to do that or so, because This is how I get paid, man. And I can't, like, stress it enough that you guys are helping me and supporting me. And I really appreciate that. And everything that you do and everything that you give really does help. As my friend Riri says, there's no machine behind us. So every dollar, every cent really helps us. Of course, you can find me on any social media platform at Babbo FNN. That's, again, Babbo FNN, B-O-B-B-O-F-N. Your friendly neighborhood nerd appreciates everything that you guys have done up until now. And of course, you can check out my YouTube channel at Your Friendly Neighborhood Nerd Babbo, and also you can find me as The Game Changer Bobby Ledger on YouTube and Twitter. I think that's about it, man. I do want to thank you again for joining here and pressing play on this weekly block party that we have. And again, thank you for everybody who joined me on Instagram Live. Shout out to James, shout out to BT Brown, shout out to my homie Dashing Cam, the King of Queens, and shout out to you right now listening. Yeah, that's right, you listening right now. I love you. It's King here with you guys next time on the block. Peace.